Wave Transit has received a federal grant to improve services to people age 65 and over and people with disabilities. This week, Wave has invited the community to attend forums to give input about how to improve services to these populations. The last input forum is tomorrow from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Vanessa Lacer is the mobility manager coordinating this project. I asked her to come in and tell us about the goals of the program.
So this new program is from a federal level, it's a federal initiative to really provide more effective service, community-based service to people 65 and over and people with disabilities. WAVE applied for this grant and we received it. We were chosen by the governor of North Carolina, by the WMPO, the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, to receive and apportion this funding. So we were chosen as the transportation expert in this area. And the area that we're talking about is Wilmington, New Hanover County, Carolina Beach, and Leland. It's meant to be by the community and for the community. So I think, you know, when you think of government, you don't necessarily think of it as sort of a ground-up approach, but in this case, it really is.
In terms of looking at what's been going on with WAVE Transit and the elderly and people with disabilities, how has that service been so far and what weaknesses have you found in it?
Sure. So that's kind of what we're doing with our forums. Our last forum is this Saturday at the Northeast Regional Library in New Hanover County at 2 o'clock. And so what we're doing is we're really asking the community that same question. You know, where are the gaps in service? Where's the need that you see in the community?
What have you found out so far? What have you been hearing from folks?
And it really has been different at each forum, which is interesting. And so I'm excited to get all this data together and kind of look for patterns. But a lot of what's coming up is shelters, benches, so more comfortable waiting areas, waiting for the bus. We've been hearing perhaps funding is an issue for people. A lot of talk about outreach, how to get the communities involved. Today, there was someone who was visually impaired, legally blind, and was very excited to learn that we did go to Carolina Beach. But some barriers were definitely shown when we realized that she didn't know that, for one thing, and then the, you know, appropriate schedules and all that were just not available for her. So if she hadn't come to that forum, she would not have known. One thing, too, that people are sort of shy about or don't know about is that we have customer service representatives, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. Their number is on our website and on the front of our route map, and they'd be happy to, you know, fill you in on the things that are available.
You're going to analyze the data, look at what people know, what people don't know, and then what?
Yes. So all that information will go into a more specific plan. The program plan is sort of broad strokes administration. So it's called a locally coordinated plan. It's good for 3 years. And that's the meat of that is the public participation process. So once we understand the need and that is documented in this plan, then we will be able to, so we receive money and then we apportion, we will be able to award grants within the community, which is very exciting. So we will be able to award grants to nonprofit organizations, government organizations, and private organizations as well to run programming that fill the gaps that WAVE is not currently serving.
That was Mobility Manager Vanessa Lacer from WAVE Transit. The final public input forum is tomorrow at the Northeast Library at 2 o'clock. Find out more information at whqr.org.